Welcome into Trojan Preview here for this week number six of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with the coach, Nick Ross, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans, and we're going to talk a little bit about last week and preview tonight's ball game as well that we'll have for you here on KJN. Last week, Tuffy, 21-14, a home loss to Denison, a homecoming game in front of the home crowd, and a lot of fun, a good opportunity, and the kids found themselves behind early, but it was amazing, Coach. The kids just kept bouncing back, I mean, right down to the last seconds of the ball game, they kept fighting and putting themselves in position. I think it showed a lot about these guys.
Well, I think they played with a lot of confidence, which we knew was key coming into the game. You know, we were hoping to be on the opposite end. We were wanting to be the team that got out in front and made them struggle with their confidence and things like that. Unfortunately, it didn't go that way. But, again, was pleased with the way our kids did bounce back and fight all the way to the end. Again, kind of like every week, the effort that we're putting out, the attitude of the kids really is not in question. They do a nice job with that stuff.
Well, individually, talk about a few of these kids. Joe Walker had kind of, I don't know if you want to call it a breakout game, but he did a lot of things well, both throwing the ball and running the ball last week.
Yeah, Joey, you know, Joey's a talented guy, and he's a tough kid. You see him take a lot of hits out there, and he bounces right back up and gets back in there, in addition to playing safety as well. So he's not getting much of a break, and we're expecting a lot of him, and he's doing a nice job. You know, for a quarterback to play good, a lot of things got to go right. Obviously, it's not just on him. It's on the offensive line, making sure they're doing things, run game and pass game, well, blocking. And then, you know, when you have success passing the ball, you got to have protection. You have to have receivers run the right routes. And sometimes those things happened. Sometimes those things didn't happen. So we have to be more consistent, and I think we can see some more success.
Well, he had 120 yards throwing the football last week, 12 out of 23. He spread the ball around. He had five different guys catching passes, and some of those averages were pretty decent, too. Three of those five guys had averages of 10 yards plus per catch, so, you know, they're moving the ball. On the ground, 20 carries, 134 yards, scored the two touchdowns for the team. So, you know, it's nice to see that because you can't just depend on one guy. I mean, he has a nice ball game, but as you said, help from the line, five different receivers chipping in, a lot of guys throwing blocks when you're running the football and stuff too. It's good to see that. You need success along the way like this when you're trying to build something with a bunch of new guys in there like that. You know, they have to have that kind of success. And I know you want to come away with the win at the end of the day, but that last drive, you know, if it weren't for a couple of mistakes down the stretch with penalties and things, that might have been a real exciting ball game.
Yeah. You know, we were able to do some good things and take some positives away from the loss. The bottom line is, you know, we still did some things that killed us in the end. And we have to make sure we continue to clean things up. But, you know, with getting a lot of guys involved in the passing game and things like that, you got to credit that, obviously, to the offensive line doing good things, the receivers running the correct routes and running them exactly the way they're supposed to be ran. And then the other thing is, you know, everything we do is based off reads and coverages and things like that. So Joey's got to identify that, and he was able to do that on a fairly consistent basis. We still have room to grow at every single position. Receivers still have to run better routes more consistently. Joey missed one or two reads that he should have had that could have been potentially big. But overall, there was some growth, and hopefully we'll continue to see our offense trending in a positive direction.
Well, when folks play Denison, most of the time they're looking at guys like Jade Pauley out of the backfield. But, you know, he had 19 carries. 74 yards, though. You know, looking at numbers from last week, and the numbers are, you know, they had some nice ball games, but no huge breakout opportunities there at all. Are you satisfied with the defensive effort from last week's game?
Well, when you look at the stats, we held them under 200 yards of defense and things like that, which is a positive. But, on the other hand, their three scoring drives, they got the ball on our side of the football field, and we have to step up. You know, it's not a good position to be in defensively, but the bottom line is you got to step up and have a little bit more of a backbone and be able to get a stop in there. You're probably not going to get a stop every time. You know, the goal is no touchdowns, and we gave up three. If we can hold them to a field goal when they get the ball on their side of the field, you know, that's a win for us. And we weren't able to do that. We're 0-for-3 as far as that goal goes. So we have to improve a little bit there. Defensively, though, you know, I think, again, we're kind of trending in a positive direction, be able to go out there, be physical, be more assignment sound, But, you know, whenever you face a good football team, and really all the football teams we play have good players and are good football teams, no matter who it is, they're going to find the guy that makes a mistake. And that's what happened a couple times. So we just have to make sure we continue to take care of what we can control and not beat ourselves with some mistakes. Yeah.
Well, a 21-14 loss last week, 1-4 now on the season, 4 in a row on the downside. Time to turn that thing around, and ADM's the team that you get the next crack at here this week, Coach, as we kind of turn the page and look at tonight's ball game. ADM, kind of an interesting team, probably the most different, offensively anyway, of the teams that you'll probably face this year in district play. They like to throw the ball around the yard a little bit. It's a team that likes to spread the field, and they've been doing this for a few years now, and they have the personnel to be able to do it right now.
They do. When you look at them, they've got some talented athletes and a good, smart quarterback that does a good job of delivering the ball and putting it where it needs to be. He also keeps the plays alive with his feet, so that's a scary thing from a defensive standpoint. So, you know, when you look at them on film, they beat Creston, and you look at some of their other games. Glenwood, in particular, is another one we've looked a lot at. They've lived on explosive plays, huge plays, long touchdowns, and we just can't allow that as a defense. That's always a goal, but it's especially important this week.
Well, and when you look at ADM, the first thing that most people will look at is that spread the field, pass-happy kind of offense they run there. But, you know, still, Colby Wisner's only completing 53% of his passes. Not like he's out there hitting on 75% of them. You know, 9 touchdowns, but also 8 interceptions. I mean, a big play offense sometimes contributes to big mistakes.
And we have to be able to make sure that we're in the right positions. So if they do make a mistake, when they do make a mistake, we can capitalize on it. So that would be really important for us. Like you said, you know, they're going to want to make big plays, and we just need to make big plays on defense to step up. They'll also run the ball, and they've got a talented running back. You know, and if we have trouble stopping the run, if they're able to run the ball and pass the ball, then that puts us in a really tough spot. We'd like to make them one-dimensional, and then we can do some things defensively to help us maybe against the passing game and be a little more sound there. So, you know, when their running back touches the ball in the running game, he's pretty talented. He's tough to tackle, and again, he's in the open field, and open field tackling is always hard no matter who you're going against. The other thing they'll do with their running back is run him out on flat routes and run him around on different passing routes and screens and things like that. And he's a tough guy, so we got to make sure we're in the right spots.
Yeah. Well, and Grant Godin, the running back you refer to, second leading receiver too. I mean, he can get the ball out in the flat, take off. But, yeah, the easy thing is to just play pass all the time with these guys because they're going to spread things out. But, yeah, you got to look out for everything too. That nice thing is, how does your personnel line up though? I think your personnel, I think from my standpoint anyway, I think lines up pretty decent against something like this. You don't have a bunch of big guys at linebacker. You got a bunch of quick guys, lanky guys that can move around at linebacker. Does this lend to a little bit of an opportunity here to be able to maybe better cover some of these options that they're going to throw at you?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is we got to put ourselves in the right position. And then when we're there, we have to tackle in the open field. Open field tackling is a hard thing to do. You know, and if you miss a tackle or you don't make a real clean tackle, the other important thing is that the guys you're talking about that are running around, they got to pursue. And they got to get to the ball to avoid any big plays because they have some speed. They really do. And we'll have to make sure we're sure tacklers in the open field.
Well, you've already experienced Lewis Central's defensive effort. They tackle well. They hit hard. They're a decent-sized crew. They held ADM to 3 points. It's not like they're going to go out and you're going to have to outscore them 30-29 to beat them. It's possible to hold them down, too, and get those mistakes when they happen. Coach, how does their defense look? You know, nobody focuses much on the ADM defense. What do they do on defense?
Well, they're physical and aggressive. They blitz a lot. They kind of try to manipulate you with some of the coverages and some of the looks they give you. They'll fool some of their coverages, so it'll look like, you know, cover zero, and then all of a sudden it'll be cover two man deep. So they'll do a lot of different things to try to mess with us. They'll try to, but the bottom line is they're going to be aggressive and blitz and twist up front. So up front we got our hands full making sure we can pick up everything that they're going to throw at us. And when you do have a team that moves a lot and blitzes a lot, stunts a lot, it's kind of a feast or famine deal. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you're not assignment sound up front, then you're going to get in trouble and they're going to have a lot of big plays. But if you can pick up some of the things and some of the blitzes they're going to do, you can have some big explosive plays offensively. So hopefully we'll be able to be assignment sound and pick up what they're throwing at us. And if we do that, I think you'll see some good plays.
Well, your team has performed pretty well coming off the bus so far this year. They seem to enjoy those road games. They've been very competitive in the road games. A Creston game that was very, very winnable, a very competitive game. The win early in the season on the road at Clarinda. You know, the kids have played pretty well on traveling tonight. They seem to get off the bus well. They need to get off the bus well right away tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's been something I've been trying to figure out is why the heck we play so good on the road and why we can't do it in front of all our home support, which has been unbelievable. We've really had really good crowds. And the kids deserve it because they're good kids and they're working hard. But, you know, we wanted to play a little better in front of our home crowd. We took some steps last week. But, you know, yeah, going on the road for whatever reason, even these last 2 years, it's been something that we've been okay. You know, we've been ready to play right away. So hopefully that bus ride again will increase our focus and we'll be ready to go. And we want to start fast. You know, that'll do a lot for our confidence. And you know, that'll make those guys say, hey, these guys are for real. And we are. We can play. We know we can play some good football. We just got to put it all together.
Well, Brody Peterson nursing an injury. Don't suppose we'll see him tonight. What about the health of the team right now?
Well, you know, we're a little dinged up, which never helps when you're struggling. But Brody, hopefully we're going to have him play a little bit. We'll see. We're kind of nursing him back. But the last thing you want to do is get a kid that's hobbled up, thrown out there in the fire, and then really something bad happens. So we'll see what happens with Brody, but hopefully we'll be able to see him. And you know, just having his confidence and his leadership, him and Pads, helps our other kids too.
Got to have those leaders out there, Coach. Well, good luck tonight at 8 a.m. this evening on the road, and we look forward to a good battle again here by the Trojans. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much.
You bet. That's Nick Ross, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. Again, game time 7:30 tonight. We're on the air at 6:30 this evening with the broadcast. You can listen live here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com, on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. And you can also watch the game live tonight on the TV page at KJAN.com. We'll be streaming live video of the football game this evening. Hope you join us here this evening. Again, 6:30, we're on the air with the pregame. That'll do it for Trojan Preview. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on KJAN.